Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. I am warning you straight away that what I'm sharing with you today is going to change your life. But you are here for a reason. Something inside of you decided that you were ready for your life to change on a deep and spiritual level. So welcome to a new part of your life. In last week's episode, we talked about the removal of our negative emotions, situations, or problems from our energy system instead of avoiding them. If we avoid feeling certain emotions, we only build a life around this exact emotion, doing everything to avoid feeling it. In the end, this stuck emotion is running our lives. So check out episode 148 to get a better understanding of that concept. Today, I'm sharing with you another perspective on why you want to remove those emotional reactions from inside of you. Why it is so important to your overall mental, physical, and spiritual health. This is going to blow your mind, and just know that your soul has guided you to this information. I know. I say this very often, but we all have access to an abundant flow of energy as a birthright. And then stuff happens throughout our lives, especially in the early ages, that starts to create energy blockages, restricting this abundant energy flow. Let me tell you how this works. Imagine the abundant energy flow is a huge highway flowing through you from the bottom to the top of your body. This highway has 5 lanes, so enough space for the energy to flow through you and provide every part of your body with the perfect amount of energy. Your abdomen, your heart, your lungs, your brain, and so on and so on. Then we go through life, and every time we have an experience that creates a high emotional charge inside of us, we create a memory that keeps the energy of that emotion stuck inside of us. It creates a roadblock on one of the lanes of that 5-lane highway, and then suddenly the energy cannot flow as freely at that part of the highway. The flow of energy has to slow down a bit to fit through it now. The reason why the roadblock or that energy blockage was created in the first place was because we did not fully experience or feel the emotion. If it was a negative emotion, we just did not want to feel it. So we might have denied it, we ignored it, or we suppressed it. We literally shoved the feeling down and then created a ball of energy that was just not released in its natural way. You resisted feeling the emotion, which stopped that natural flow of the energy of the emotion, and then the energy got stuck inside of you. The same can happen with a positive emotion. In that case, it's not about resisting to feel it, it's about clinging to the experience of that positive emotion. It made you feel so good that you didn't want to let go of it. Again, you created a memory inside of you with the good emotion attached to it, so you can come back to it time and time again and look out for signs in your environment so you can feel this emotion again. Now you are missing it and you're clinging on to that memory, but that creates a roadblock on your highway too. Can you imagine how many roadblocks we created throughout our lifetime? How many blockages we have built on this beautiful free highway of energy? Now the energy has to crawl along and find its way around all of those blockages and all of those roadblocks to be able to still move upwards. The energy flow is so much slower now, and it keeps hitting these roadblocks that trigger, of course, the memory that is in there and the emotion that is attached to that memory. And the emotion just wants to be released. It just wants to be finally let go of and felt. It's just not natural that we create all of these roadblocks inside of our abundant energy flow. What is natural is that an emotion gets felt and released and not stored inside of us. An emotion is energy in motion. It's energy created and moving inside of us. And if you allow it to be what it is, if it's negative or positive, it doesn't really matter. Without resisting it or clinging to it, it gets experienced and released naturally without creating any kind of roadblock on the highway. Let me give you an example that we all have experienced or probably witnessed before. Let's say you are sitting in a meeting. It's an important meeting where a huge decision is about to be made, and it's really urgent for you to be able to move on with your work. Then you get a message that one of the decision makers can't make it to the meeting and that the meeting has to be moved to another time in 1 or 2 weeks. This situation is going to hit one or more of your roadblocks on your highway. You feel furious and angry with this person because it reminds you of your parent who just didn't turn up at your games when you were a child. Or you feel disappointed and hurt, as if the person did this on purpose, because it hits a memory of you being betrayed by your best friend in fifth grade. Or you feel not valued and sad by this person cancelling last minute because it's a huge roadblock on your highway where you collect memories and proof that you are not worthy or that you bring no value to people's lives. I think we can all agree that all of us will have such kind of reaction in that moment. And all that happens in that situation where you have very limited information has hit one or more blockages inside of you. That's what happened. You got triggered. And every person in that meeting will have probably a slightly different emotional reaction because we all have unique roadblocks that we collected on our highway. Now, what if I tell you that 5 minutes later, a colleague comes into the room and shares that the person had to cancel the meeting because their parent got into a deadly car accident and they had to leave straight away to drive to his or her hometown and deal with this life-changing situation and experience? What happens now inside of you? Will you still have the same emotional reaction of anger, disappointment, and hurt inside of you and towards this person? No, most likely you suddenly feel compassion, understanding, and sorrow for this person. Your heart opens for this other person and you forget all about those deadlines and that inconvenience that his or her absence caused just 5 minutes ago. The fact that the person's absence causes the project to potentially be delayed has not changed from 5 minutes ago to now. Only the reason why the person was absent changed, and that is what hit your stuff differently. And this is what happens all the time. We experience life, and then things that happen around us hit the energy blockages that we collected throughout our lifetime. And if we don't begin to be aware of it and do something about it, the blockages just keep growing. If we are not aware of what is happening, we keep creating new memories with unprocessed emotions attached to it, and they create new roadblocks on our energy highway. And every time the energy hits that roadblock, aka we get triggered, and we don't deal with the emotion, the stuck ball of energy just gets bigger and bigger and stronger. Does this all make sense to you? It has to make sense to you for you to be able to start removing these energy blockages inside of you. Do you want to keep living your life, letting these roadblocks control you and your emotional reactions? What if the person who had to cancel the meeting was actually in the room and did just not immediately want to share that they just received this awful message about their parent being dead? What if they only said that they had to leave straight away and that the decision had to wait? What if your roadblock that was hit by that experience was so big that you suddenly started complaining or even shouting at the person about how selfish and unreasonable they are for leaving? Me sharing this with you might even trigger a memory where you emotionally reacted to a person and then later regretted your outburst. Am I right? I can think of enough situations where this happened to me, or better, I happened onto other people with my stuff that was hid inside of me. Most of the time, it has nothing to do with the person in front of you. They only reminded you of something that you stuffed inside of you and that suddenly was triggered. And all that unfelt and suppressed emotion of that memory comes flooding back because it wants to just be released. Sadly, this is not the way we want to release these emotional blockages. This is the worst case scenario, but how many times has this happened to you? Or maybe you know someone in your life who keeps having these kinds of unreasonable outbursts of emotions. Now you know what is happening inside of them. It's always easier to see this in other people than to see it in ourselves. But at a minimum, it gives you a better understanding of what I'm trying to make you see. Once we receive this understanding and realize how this works, our journey of removing these blockages has begun. You are not here with me right now for no reason. Your soul, your higher self, has guided you to this eye-opening information. Your true self is ready to start the second part of your life. The first part of your life was about unknowingly collecting these roadblocks and building them up without even being aware that that's what you were doing. Then suddenly you get awareness about this, a knowledge of how this all works, and you literally awaken to a new level of consciousness. You are now the observer of this highway with all of its roadblocks. And from that point on forward, you only want to remove as many of those blockages as you can. Letting go of the emotional charges of these memories becomes what your life is all about in that second part of your life. And what are you getting out of it? The abundant flow of energy is being freed inside of you. Your energy levels are higher without you doing anything differently, like sleeping more, drinking more coffee, or exercising more. You don't have to do that. Your stuff as well doesn't get constantly hit anymore. By removing more and more of those roadblocks from your highway, you just get to experience life for what it is, and not for what is stuck inside of you. You don't actually experience life's reality. You experience life through the energy blockages stuck inside of you. That's why we all have different experiences of the same reality. It's the most beautiful, peaceful, and freeing experience to be in a situation that would have made you cringe or be upset or stress you out before, and then suddenly nothing happens inside of you. It's freaking amazing, and you just feel so free. Every time I have a realization that I let go of something inside of me again, and I was not triggered where I would have been in the past, I just laugh out loud. It brings happy tears to my eyes. It's kind of difficult to describe what kind of freedom you suddenly experience in that moment. This is what true freedom is. Freeing yourself from your energy blockages inside of you so you have more energy flow literally for free and you stop being triggered negatively all the time. It is pure bliss to observe these moments of freedom from your own boundaries that you created for yourself. I so hope that I inspired you today. And take this episode as a message from your soul or your higher self to start your journey on the second part of your life. You are ready to stop creating more roadblocks and rather take down the ones that you collected in the first part of your life. And of course, if you need help on how to remove those blocks, then you know where to find me. Thank you for being brave and taking this new path on your journey. And with that, I love you. And leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.